On today's Technobabble, does your church suffer from a poverty mentality?
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi everyone, my name is Paul Allen Clifford and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and there you can interact with me, share what you know, and we'll just make this an ongoing conversation. This show is the weekly show that I do all about using video and graphic design in the church. And today I thought I'd do something just a little bit different. I keep getting into the same conversation online. I don't know if you've been in this conversation. Chances are you have. And it goes something like this. My church wants to do blank. And we only have blank. And that's the whole conversation. So, usually someone will pipe up and they'll say, oh, that's way too little money. Then someone else will pipe up and say, oh yeah, you can do it, but all you need to do is, and then they give you these limitations that are really unworkable. And then I pipe up and I say, well, I wouldn't go with those limitations that are unworkable. And that system that the other guy was suggesting, that's not a good plan either. Not for your church. That's more than you need and more than you'll ever grow into. So let's talk about a middle road. And that's what I want to talk about today. So let me give you an example, because I left out a lot of blanks and stuff like that. So I'm in a discussion right now where someone said, we need a video system, and we only have $10,000. Someone immediately piped up and said, oh, well, you can do it for $20, but there's no way you can do it for $10. Someone else piped up and said, you can do it for $10, you just need to go with used SD equipment. No. No. It's 2014. You're not buying this for a weekend. You're buying this for the next 5 years, probably. Imagine in 2019 having a standard definition video system when everyone has 4K TVs in their house. Do you see how that's a problem? Sure, maybe not everyone notices the difference today, but as they start upgrading their televisions, they go, man, it's not just blurry, it's really blurry and pixelated and gross. And you've spent that money. You've wasted $10,000 that you could have put towards a better system that doesn't cost a lot more than $10,000. So this is the mindset that I want to approach, is the kind of the wrong idea that, one, you have to have the system that the big boys use to do this, and on the other end, that the only way to do this kind of thing is with junky equipment that someone is basically throwing away. I don't think either of those are true. Here's the mentality that I want to address. If God is God and has access to crazy resources, because basically the entire thing is his, the whole universe is his, if that's true, if God has called you into this, so if this isn't something where the pastor just thinks it would be cool, or you've always really wanted to do video streaming, or just fill in the blanks, if God has really called you into this, God will provide the means. So limiting God by saying we only have so much money may not be the right way of going. And giving up early because it really should cost a lot more money than you have, that's really not the right way to go either. This is what I call a poverty mindset. The idea is that, well, we can't depend on God for filling in the blanks here. We only have a certain amount of money to work with, and we've got to be realistic. So therefore, we're just going to either do with much less than we need or give up completely. And I don't think that either of those is the right way to go. Now, this might hurt what I'm about to say. Some churches do not need to get into video. They just don't. They're not able to. They don't have the people to do it. They don't have the creativity to do it. And this might be a different church than the first two, but quite frankly, what you're preaching isn't good news. If you're preaching that everyone's going to hell and that God is mad at them, it turns out that's what people believe already, and that's not good news, that's bad news. Think about what prompted the disciples to call it good news. It was that God was no longer holding people's sins against them if they had a relationship with Jesus Christ, his son. That's good news. You can get a do-over. You can do a mulligan. You can start over from the beginning. You can be forgiven, past, present, and future. That's good news. So if that's good news, why are you sharing the bad news of the past? Give people hope. So, anyway, not all churches should do video. Some churches are not called into video. Some churches are not called into a lot of things that they do. So, first thing, make sure you're called into it. Secondly, trust God to provide the necessary minimums. And when I say the necessary minimums, I mean the thing that is good stewardship. It is not good stewardship to spend $10,000 on equipment that doesn't do the job today, and in 5 years definitely won't do the job. That's not good stewardship. And it's also not good stewardship to say, well, we just can't do it, so therefore we're not going to do it. If God called you, he will equip you. So perhaps that will look like someone will say, hey, there's this new piece of equipment that's a lot cheaper than it should be. Maybe you should try that. Or maybe it's, hey, have you thought outside of the box on this? Or maybe you don't even know yet, but there's someone from the local television station that's about to join your church that will provide the training and be able to get people up and running. You just don't know that. So don't fall victim to, we only need the $1 million system, sorry, or I guess we have to get by with the cruddy stuff that people are throwing away. No. Now, if you were to get a standard definition system for basically free, that might tide you over for the next year or two while you can save up a little bit more. That's fine. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you're spending enough money that you have to think about it and get advice and try and figure it out, in that case, you want that system to last longer. You don't want a tide-us-over system. You want an actually good system. And there is upkeep in technology. Things will break. There are expendables. You know, you'll need to buy perhaps some of these SD cards. And they do go bad eventually. So there are expendables. There's electricity that it's going to cost. All these things are very important as you're considering this. So, did God call you? If he did, don't say, we only have thus and so. Say, I wonder how God is going to use my 5 loaves and my 2 fish. Because Jesus fed the 5,000 with that much. So, why can't he build a video system for $10,000? I think he can. I think that perhaps there's a local video company that's going out of business that needs to sell everything quickly. Perhaps there are demo units you can get. Perhaps. So don't have a poverty mindset. Have a mindset of, if God has called us into this, how are we going to do it? How is he going to equip us? How is he going to make this possible? Now, before I finish this episode, I do want to say that you can err on the other side. And I've done this myself. My church, every time we do like a capital campaign, here is my tendency, is I have faith. I will trust God that I can be the one to donate the large amount. But God didn't call me to that. I just want to be the hero. I want to be important. I want all this stuff that's just gross and bad. So, on the other end of the spectrum, the reason that I mentioned make sure God calls you into it is because as broken humans, it can be on either end of the spectrum that we can fail. We can fail in not listening to God and giving up early, or we can fail by saying, oh yeah, God will fill in all the gaps, and God didn't call you to quite as big a gap as you're hoping he will fill in. So you've just got to prayerfully step forward. I'm not saying name it and claim it. I'm not saying if you have enough faith it'll work. I'm saying if God called you, he will equip you. And that equipping might be with money. It might be with equipment, or it might be with people and training, or it might be with all three of those. But if God has called you into this, then you can trust him more than you can trust your circumstances. And I think that is the big takeaway from this. Quit saying, we want to do this hard thing, and we only have this much money, so therefore we have to do this hard thing with this much money. And quit saying, you can't do it for that amount of money, so give up. Or quit saying, well, we got to make do with cruddy stuff because we don't have enough money. Quit saying those things. Trust God to fill in the gaps if you heard right and if you're called right. Because if you step forward in that, if you're just crazy enough to believe it, if you can trust, you just might see where God is moving, and you just might go out and change eternity. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and especially subscribe. If you've not subscribed yet to either the audio or the video, I just don't know why. It's absolutely free. And I have a friend who said, if it's free, it's for me. Well, it's free. So subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe over at trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. And you can get these shows delivered automatically to you. Wouldn't that be great and free? So go ahead and do that. And until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.